Welcome to day 11 of our 21-day healing journey. We're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith and our focus in the love, grace and goodness of our God. Today we're going to be reading from Isaiah 41 verses 10. Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteousness and my right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, and of salvation. God wants you to know today, because of Him, you should not fear. Right now, fear is on its highest level since I can remember. People are scared of what can happen. People are scared of what is happening. And even people are scared of what has happening again. Fear is not meant to run your life. God wants you to know that as He is with you today, the purpose of His presence is that His righteousness is your salvation. His righteousness is your power. His righteousness brings you victory. His righteousness saves you. The righteousness of God is given to us through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In fact, it is described as the gift of righteousness through Christ. You do not need to work for righteousness today. You do not need to earn righteousness today. It is yours through what Christ has earned for you. And because you are righteous, you need not fear. God will strengthen you and help you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that every person hearing my voice today senses your presence, senses your love, and hears you telling them they are righteous in Christ Jesus. Today, healing is ours, strength is ours, power is ours, and victory is ours because of Jesus. We receive this as we believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater, His love for you is greater, and He so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and show you His grace and give you peace.